Hey, you listening, just a reminder, Sunday, March 31st, 2019, Christy and I will be in Boston emceeing the awesome educational wedding event called WED. So go to experienceWED.com and you will see all of the details. If you click on tickets, you can reserve your spot and you'll get a $50 discount by typing in the code BIGWEDDING. Remember, experienceWED.com, your discount code is BIGWEDDING, and we hope to see you in Boston on March 31st, 2019. Thanks, WED.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thank you, as always, for joining us today. We are all over the place.
Literally.
Welcome. I'm like grounded in recording this episode right now, but the minute we're done recording, I feel like I'm going to be running a million miles.
Oh, hell breaks loose. Yeah. Again.
It's been like that. I mean, now if you're listening to this, it's the new year. We don't know when this is going to go out, but we can assume it's the new year. Happy New Year if we haven't said anything.
We're probably 2019. Yeah, woo-hoo!
We're somewhere in there. January, February, maybe you're listening to this in March. I don't know. Either way.
It could be 2021. Weird.
Yes, because we're so evergreen, right? Everything we talk about, you can listen to it anytime.
Yeah, we're timeless.
That's not totally true, but we try. We're trying to be less like in the moment of the calendar, current events, I guess.
And if this is 2021, what happened to Trump? Did we impeach him?
We're going
to
go back to the future.
Who's president? I hope it's a good woman.
we're really forecasting out there. Anyways, so yeah, welcome to the show. And I'm excited about today's show because the second I read her email when she was like, I'm interested in being on the show. Here's my company. Here's what I do. I was like, yeah, we have talked to listeners about eloping. We've emailed, not talked to all you listeners, but if you've emailed us and you've told us about how stressed out you are or about how you don't want to have a big wedding and you're over wedding planning and you just want to get married on a beach or a hill, or how do people even do that? We've brought up elopement, even though we're wedding planners.
This is very controversial, by the way, for the wedding planning podcast.
Yes, but we're here. Well, it's equal attention.
We'll listen to you and see what you got to say here, Janessa. But from wedding planners. No, I'm just kidding. I'm all about it. We are all about it,
and we are into it. And we have emailed listeners who have written us and said this, this, and this about my wedding. I don't even want to do it anymore, blah, blah, blah. We have definitely asked, have you ever thought about just eloping?
Just go elope.
Get out of town. Do it your own way on a mountain. I don't know. Okay. Let me give the blurb. The company was founded by Janessa White and her partner, Matt. They saw so many close friends spend tons of money on large weddings that were stressful and difficult to plan. After noticing that many of these friends didn't actually enjoy their weddings, the duo realized that there must be a better way. With that, Simply Eloped was born, and the two set off on a mission to make getting married fun, easy, and affordable. Welcome, Janessa.
Thank you.
Welcome, Janessa.
SimplyEloped.com. If you're listening at home and you can pull up the website now, you'll see what we're talking about. So tell us the origin story, how Simply Eloped got to where it is now and what it is now.
Yeah, totally. It's a really phenomenal story. So my business partner is also my romantic partner, Matt Daly. So we have a lot of fun doing it together, but it wasn't always that way. So pre-Simply Elope days, he worked for an online marketing company, and he was in New York City doing a consulting session. And he just happened to have the afternoon off and was on a park bench in Central Park. And the gentleman across from him was wearing a bow tie. And he asked him, like, why do you look so handsome for being in the park? So the guy starts telling him how he is an officiant, and Matt doesn't know much about that. And so in this story of how he's kind of a celebrity officiant, he was on like Kate and Leopold and Sex in the City, and he's been doing this for like 40 plus years.
He's like a New York City guy.
Yeah, the New York City officiant.
Oh my gosh, do you have his info? That's so cool.
I do have it, but I'm not going to give it.
Listen to the story.
So he started telling Matt his woes about like how he's been doing this for 40 years, but he's struggling because A, he doesn't have repeat customers. That's a good thing. And then B, he didn't really know much about technology and the internet, and that's kind of where everything is migrated. And so Matt, knowing the internets, said, well, why don't I help you out? He's like, let me do some research and see what I can find. But the kicker to this story is that this guy was also a hypnotist. And so at the end, he told Matt, he's like, also, I'm a hypnotist and I hypnotized you. And Matt's like, oh, okay, well, good job.
What?
Yeah. And so now the running joke is like, did Matt actually want to help the guy, or was he like hypnotized into doing it?
To having the idea.
Like, yeah.
Wow. So did he help him?
Yeah. So he came back to Boise, which is where we are, and did some research and realized that he could totally help this guy, that there was a lot of people online searching for this service, but that the guy's name is Stephen, wasn't doing a good job providing to that customer. So he started helping him, but the relationship just kind of broke down. It didn't really work being in different cities. And so Matt was kind of at a crossroads where he's like, gosh, I really believe in this idea. It doesn't really seem to be working out with this guy. I don't know what to do. So he kind of tanked that idea. And I was looking to start something new. And I was like, well, why don't I help you? I've got an event coordination background. I've done customer service for a long time. I was like, well, what if our skills could combine and we could do something different? So we started up Simply Eloped, and 2 weeks later, we had our first customer.
Wow. And why? Well, we heard it in the blurb on the intro here of why elopement, right? Because you saw your friends go through some major stress, right?
Yeah. You know, I think that Matt and I are just kind of minimalists at heart. We live in a small apartment. We don't have a lot of stuff. If we spend money, it's usually going to be on travel or experiences. And so I felt like we're just not really wedding people, the two of us. And so it didn't make sense for us to start a wedding company. Now, I've done weddings. I've come from an event coordination background. I could have. I just didn't feel like it was really in line with who we were as people.
So did it start the idea and like, when you say you had your first clients, I'm sure it was still like evolving into what it is today. Did it start as like a concierge sort of for like, tell us where in the country you want to elope and we will help you make that a reality?
Yeah, it was actually the opposite. So, you know, you think of a wedding planner, and the wedding planner helps you through every step of the way. We did start Simply Eloped. We started niche-y. So that was another thing that we felt was really important. We were like, we don't want to be broad. Weddings are really broad. Let's start niche-y. So we started with just elopements. And the idea was, and we learned as we went, but we did know that we wanted to be the liaison between the officiant, the photographer, help them with their marriage license. So we did want to help them every step of the way. And we started specific. We started in New Orleans. Okay. So we started in one city and then we've expanded city by city since.
I love New Orleans.
Oh yeah. New Orleans, man. It's hot. It's hot for weddings.
It is hot for weddings.
Okay. So that is how it started. And now the website, if someone were to go to the website now, or is just even thinking like maybe an elopement is better, but I've always had these ideas. Like, I don't want it to just be some drive through, you know, Vegas situation. Like, I still want a bouquet and I want nice pictures to show my parents and our kids one day. And, you know, I want to wear a dress, or I have these ideas. Where do they go for like help to focus their ideas?
Yeah. So, I mean, I do wish that we could be a company where we could just service anyone anywhere, but we are more boutique-y. And the reason for that is because we, as you're alluding, we put a lot of care, a lot of personalization into the ceremonies that we do. And that's really difficult to do when we're everywhere. And so, you know, just to give you an example, it may look from the outside that we just like have a bunch of vendors and then we just assign people to vendors. But what we're actually doing is we've cultivated a team. So everybody that works with Simply Eloped, we consider on our team, and they know the Simply Eloped way of doing things, which means like how we personalize their ceremony, how we personalize their vows. You know, they know that they're going to get a high quality of photography. They know that we're going to walk them through every step of the way. Like we even apply for permits in some of the spots that they need. You know, so we give them a marriage license guide on how to get your marriage license because it's different for every state. And so if we just did it anywhere, we wouldn't be able to treat every customer with the level of care and tenderness that we do. And so, you know, because of that, currently, I guess, long-winded answer is we're in 10 markets currently, and we are growing very quickly. But our intention is to be kind of driving distance from anywhere in the United States to where a person would live.
So the 10 markets are listed on the website. And if you're thinking about eloping, you go to simplyelope.com and see like, great, you know, we wanted to get married in Colorado. Here is a Colorado market. Then there's packages, or do they reach out to somebody directly to see which package would fit? Because customer service is a big part of the company, it sounds like. So
yeah, it's huge. Yeah, so we do put everything kind of out on our website. We have all of the locations listed that we recommend for you. We've got really three packages in every market that are kind of the base packages, and then we have add-ons in addition to that. So, you know, if someone's just landing on our website and they're like, how much is this going to cost me? It's right there. And then if they're like, okay, well, what are some places that I could get eloped? It's right there. So we do really make our website like user-friendly so that you can get the bulk of the information that you're looking for just right there.
So since you started it, who, like knowing now more about, I guess, supply and demand, like who's actually doing this, why do people elope? Who is eloping? Mm-hmm. Like who are these people that just say like, forget the big wedding, we're gonna do it our way?
Totally. So it's actually a crazy emerging industry. So I'll just start by saying that I think the term elopement is transforming itself. I think that in the 50s, 60s, even like my parents think that elopement really means like you're going just the two of you, shotgun wedding, getting hitched, doing it in secret. Mm-hmm. And I think it's evolved to mean more of experiential, personalized, intimate. So to answer your question, all sorts of demographics are eloping right now. We have a lot of second marriages, people that did the big shebang the first time around that don't want to do that again. We have a ton of millennials who would much rather spend money on paying off their student loans or buying a house or going traveling. You know, we've got a lot of elderly couples that have actually never been married at all.
We do
a lot of vow renewals. Yeah, so we do. We service all types of demographics, which is really special. It's so niche-y, so you would think that we'd just be serving like one particular type of person. And then we also serve a lot of people that just can't afford a wedding, you know, that are like, I only have less than $1,000 to spend on this. I can't travel. I want to do it nearby. And so they utilize us.
Do they invite guests?
Yeah, so we define an elopement actually as 20 guests or less. Anything above that, yeah, anything above that starts feeling like a micro wedding. It starts feeling really crowded. And to be honest with you, I really, from an event coordination standpoint, I don't recommend having a ceremony with more than 20 guests without chairs. It just feels really cluttered, mm-hmm. and it doesn't feel as beautiful and personalized. So that's what we define it as. And most of the spots that we provide in the mountains or in parks or whatever, that just seems like a really good number.
And then do they usually just like go afterward and go have a dinner somewhere or lunch or something?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So I see a variety of like post-ceremony events. So I see some people that get eloped, just the two of them, and then have a big wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that does happen, that they want the initial like vow exchange to be just between the two of them, and then they have the big party later. We see a ton of people that do the elopement and then have a big reception back home so that everyone can celebrate with them. Or if they don't choose to go that route, they just go out to dinner, you know, have like a 20-person table set up somewhere and just have dinner or lunch together.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's someone that is having a big reception or, like you said, maybe a couple that this really is it, what do you feel like is a common thread that people want out of an elopement? Like when they're imagining this moment, is it the idea of like a really beautiful backdrop and photo? Do these places mean something to your clients?
It really depends. So one thing after doing this for, you know, 2.5 years plus is that I've realized that every market kind of has a different demographic, which is super fascinating. So I would say the demographic you just described is my Colorado bride, where she really wants like epic scenery. She wants to be on top of a mountain. She wants the potential to see wildlife. She wants something really experiential. And she's okay spending a little bit more money just to like have that natural setting be really stunning for her photos. My New York bride, she generally is there and she wants like all the bells and whistles. She wants the flowers, the hair and makeup. She wants the creative car or limo to pick her up. Like she doesn't want to compromise like the image of it, you know, just because she's eloping. So every place has a different person, a different demographic, I guess like a different type of person that's attracted. Mm-hmm. So like I said, we have all sorts of people that get married through us, and it's really fun to just kind of see the patterns in each place.
So if they get a package, because you have them, like you said, it's really transparent with exactly what's included. If, you know, for the middle package, the Sprout package I'm looking at, for under $1,000, what it includes is right there. Anything additional would be outside of your, like, I don't know, we want dinner reservations, or can you help me with, hair and makeup ahead of time? Do you still point them in the right direction, or how does that, do you draw a line?
That's a great question. Yeah, great question. So actually it's market by market, and you'd be surprised at our offerings. We've got people in our team that play violin or guitar that you can hire for your ceremony. We've got videographers. We do coordinate flowers. We do coordinate hair and makeup. You know, we make a lot of suggestions. Where should I stay? Where should I eat? So we do have a lot of partners in that way. So yeah, I mean, we really try and be as comprehensive as possible based on, you know, what our couples are looking for.
Holding their hand from the point that they pay you, hire you, until they're married and the day is done.
Totally. And sometimes even afterwards, you know, there's a lot of confusion about how long it takes to get your marriage certificate. Mm-hmm. So even afterwards, we're still helping out.
It seems like, Michelle, doesn't it seem like a distilled version of what we do? Like the really important stuff.
Yeah.
But that's it. Like the really important stuff, and then not all the other stuff. Like I joke about how dealing with mass transportation and shuttle buses and is like my least favorite part of wedding planning, mostly because mm-hmm. it's not in my control. But when you really distill it down, and when we give our clients like pep talks, you know, don't get crazy, like stay grounded. At the end of this, you're going to be married and you're going to look at each mm-hmm. other. You know, we get the wedding planner talk, like calm down. It's all going to be okay, because remember, you're marrying the person you love. It seems mm-hmm. like this is a fast track to that. So it's appealing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's appealing for us as professionals, but I can see why it's also appealing for somebody that is maybe a little overwhelmed with the idea, just the idea of planning a wedding.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I, it's very streamlined, right? Like I see you do San Francisco too. And of course that's like, I think that's the highest priced one, right?
Yeah, totally.
That's where I am. So you have relationships, you have like a family or a team of wedding professionals that you just like, does the couple have any choice in who they work with, or they're just saying, okay, here, give me the package and I'll take what you got?
90% of the time, it's exactly that. They're saying, I trust Simply Eloped. I see your guys' Instagram. I see your guys' reviews. You know, I see your Facebook, and I know that you guys are doing something awesome, and I trust you. We do have some people that are really particular that request someone, but, you know, it's tricky. It's hard to request some people. You know, we've got this traveling team called the Drawhorns They're based out of Colorado, but they do global, and they're highly sought after, but they're really hard to get, you know? I'll say, I'm sure you guys can totally cite with this. I'd say 90% of my job is expectation management. Just saying like, okay, like just because you're eloping doesn't mean that you're going to lose the quality, but also you're only paying $1,000. And so if you do want something really extravagant, you should probably go spend your money else. And I do say that. I do turn people away sometimes just saying like, I don't think that we're in line with what you're looking for.
This is not an elopement. You're asking me for a little mini wedding right now, and that's not what's happening here.
Hey, you listening. I have a request. On Saturday, March 30th, 2019, Christy and I are going to be in Boston. So if you live in that area, somewhere close to Boston, and you want to meet us in person, we want to do a meetup with you. I need you to email us. Very simple. Email us thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. Please make the subject Boston Meetup. And let us know if you can make it. We're trying to get a count and we're trying to find a place. So we would love to meet you in person and show you some love and say thank you for listening to the show and hear your voice and see you in person. It'll be so, so fun. So again, Saturday, March, if you can make it, email us thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com. Subject, Boston Meetup. We are so excited to meet some of you in person in Boston. All right, thanks so much.
Are they normally on weekdays, Janessa, or weekends, or does the pricing differ?
I think you guys would be shocked. We are busy all year round, all days of the week. There's no...
Well, I'm not shocked.
Yeah.
I love elopement, that,
though. An elopement, you could do it anytime, anywhere, right?
Yeah. Some of my favorite elopements are Colorado winter weddings. They're stunning. They're absolutely beautiful.
And I think probably part of the reason you're able to streamline this process and offer this pricing that's really reasonable is probably because you are working with these wedding professionals on their off peak and off days, right? So, if it's an elopement, I would go get on. I would go do it on a Wednesday. You know what I mean? Like it's not. Totally. Yeah. And so the seed, the lowest level package, the seed, efficient services. So they get an efficient and they write the ceremony with them, personalization of vows, right?
Yeah. So that's just the base package where you get customization of your vows, customization of the ceremony, advice on getting your marriage license, and then the enactment of the ceremony.
What does advice on getting your marriage license mean? Do you give them like you point them where they need to go, when they need to get it, how the process works?
That's exactly correct. State. So every state is different, and some states are actually quite complicated. New Orleans is a really good example. If you've been married before, you have to have an official copy of your divorce decree. That can be hard to obtain. You have to have official copies of your birth certificates. They have very, very specific hours that they're open, and there's no wiggle room. You know, if you show up without those things, you just don't get a marriage license, which means that your ceremony isn't legal. We sent a guide with phone numbers, addresses, hours.
Timing,
everything.
So it's like stuff you could find yourself, but more You'd room for shocked. Error when you're, doing all that research yourself. So with that, or any of these packages, when... the couple is working with the officiant, do you connect them directly or does communication go through Simply Eloped as kind of a buffer? How would you
The way it works, I'd say it's very similar to like if there was an officiant for a large wedding and then you have a wedding planner. So that wedding planner is going to be a part of all those conversations and it's going to be very hands-on. But at the end of the day, the actual ceremony and the vows are between, the couple and the officiant. Because I do want them to build that relationship. That's such an important person in your life for such a small period of time. And so it is important that they build that rapport with each other.
Hook them up with people who you vetted, you trust, are going to show up and give a really beautiful ceremony. But after you've assigned or connected the clients, then they're not allowed, but like expected to work together with that pro to get it right.
That's correct. Well, and just to kind of piggyback on something that was said earlier, I would say like 80% of the people on our team work for Simply Eloped full time, because that's the other beautiful part of Simply Eloped is that, it's also a lot of work to be a photographer, to be an officiant. Like, because not only are you providing the services, but you're having to market yourself, all the client management, all the business development. So we make it really attractive for our team members because we take all of that work off of their plates so that all they have to do is show up and photograph and then edit and deliver beautiful photos. They don't have to spend, you know, what is it? Sometimes up to $1,000 a month on wedding wire. I mean, just like outrageous costs that really eat into their own margins. And so that's a benefit of working with Simply Eloped is we take all that off their plate.
You're funneling these pros enough work at this point that that's all they have to do. I mean, I live in Phoenix and technically I am able to legally officiate marriages. So maybe I should talk to you about that.
I will keep you in mind.
This sounds like you're selling.
It's a good gift for you, Christy.
You're selling the team part of this. The wheels are turning.
She'll cry at every ceremony.
I'm not going to be able to do this podcast anymore, you guys. I'm going to have
Christy's got a new.
I'm going to look into some other things, some other opportunities.
And you know, again, you know, I was looking at your Instagram profile, and I thought it was pretty interesting how right up at the top you say, why spend $35,000 on a wedding when you can do it for $2,500
or less.
Or less. Oh, that's what that little line. See, I'm so bad. I mean, that's the biggest point here. I mean, look at this. In San Francisco, the seed package, $450. You've got your efficient. You're going to get a custom-written ceremony. You're going to get help getting your license or assistance with that and finding a ceremony location. If you have frienders, which we hear about a lot, if you have a friend who's a great photographer, have your friend photograph it for you. If you're like Christy on your wedding day and you want to go to Trader Joe's and grab a whole bunch of calla lilies and throw a ribbon around it, make your own bouquet, and
you've got a fabulous vintage dress,
aww. You know, you've just got married for, you know, $500 or whatever. How much is the marriage license? I even forget.
I think it's like $90 in San Francisco.
That's what I was going to say.
All right. So $600 and we'll tip your, you know, people. But I mean, damn.
What are we doing?
What the hell are we doing?
And look, I respect the industry, so don't see this as like a middle finger or anything. But I think that the establishment of weddings has done such a good job marketing to us that this is what you have to do. Like, I hear couples say all the time, we got engaged and we just thought that we had to do a big wedding because that's what you do. You know, you get engaged and you're like, okay, how are we going to afford this?
It's the wedding industrial complex.
I think Simply Eloped School is that I want every single person that gets engaged to ask themselves the question, do we want to have a large wedding or do we want to elope? I don't even think it's an idea in people's heads yet, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's really like the core of what I'm trying to accomplish right now.
There's no reason why we wouldn't. I mean, as soon as you emailed us about being on the podcast, it was because our listeners, obviously, we have millions. Just kidding. But they're not all hiring us to be their wedding planner. Obviously, we wouldn't have time to, you know, put pants on or do the podcast. But we are telling people in Australia and Israel and New York and Boston and Sam, you know, everywhere that y'all are listening, we're always trying to give you good information about wedding planning. So, like you said, like the idea of elopement is sort of like not even on people's radar. And why, mm-hmm. why not? Why not think about exactly what you want, even if, like you said, expectation management, even if it doesn't fit the expectations that we think we're supposed to have.
Mom. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, sorry.
Cookies,
go,
Mom.
Go. You can have. Yes, eat whatever you want.
Okay.
So cute. Eat whatever you want. Anything.
I told him he's been sneaking Oreos. He'll like, and then he'll have like black Oreo around, and I'll be like, Tom, I was upstairs for 10 minutes. Did you eat some Oreos? And he'll go, no, I didn't. And it's like, so I need to get like a lock on the pantry. That's where we are. That's where we are.
Oh my gosh. That's so
cool.
Wow.
That's a step in the right direction.
That was good, boy. Good job. And of course, you're like, eat whatever you want. He's like, but I did that before.
And you yelled at me.
And I got in trouble.
Okay, anyways.
But I'm recording. I don't care. Just wipe your mouth. I don't have to know, you dummy.
You always know with Oreos.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, so we should, do a last, I would love to hear some of your favorite elopement stories or your most memorable couples that you worked with. I know you're not working with everyone individually yourself, but give us what you got.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a big question of me, Janessa. I mean, is somebody there at the elopement aside from the officiant as a coordinator or no?
No. Because the officiant and the photographer are so well trained, to be honest with you, they are simply elope representatives and they essentially represent the company.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's a very quick, short and sweet little thing.
Yeah, and we send out an itinerary. Like, we send out a lot of resources for people of, like, here's where you park. Mm. Here's where your guest should stand. Here's a pin drop. You know what I mean? So we send out a ton of resources so that everyone knows exactly what to expect when they show up on their day. So that helps. Yeah, we do a ton. You guys,
nice.
You guys, if you got a love for us, you'd be shocked at all we do. So
I'd love to. Very
to be
curious.
A team member, since you obviously work remotely and have a bunch of vendors, mm-hmm. for lack of a better word, but also you have people answering the phone and the emails at Simply Eloped. So we are intrigued.
Yeah. So favorite stories. So there was a couple that eloped with us this summer, and they were so sweet and kind enough to share their story with us. They ended up eloping out Mount Evans in Colorado that had very significant meaning to the couple. So this couple had been together a couple years prior, but then her dad died. And in the death of her dad, she just felt like she couldn't be in a relationship. She kind of broke things off. She's like, I just need the space to be on my own. And Mount Evans was the place that her dad always took her hiking. And so somehow through situation, they found their way back to each other. They came back. They became friends again. And she invited him to spread her father's ashes at Mount Evans. And in that trip to Colorado, they fell back in love, realized they wanted to be together forever. And so they came back a third time and eloped there together. So it was really meaningful. They did it at sunrise. They had a videographer, a photographer. They had mountain goats show up. I mean, it was amazing ceremony. And just there wasn't a dry eye there, you know, just because of the meaning of the place. And the story and how they'd shared that with us prior to their ceremony. It was really beautiful. There's actually a blog post about it where you can watch the video of their ceremony. So I highly recommend it. But that was probably one of my, that was probably one of my favorites. Another one I actually got the opportunity to attend. It was in New York City. She was from South Africa and he was from Switzerland and they had fallen in love remotely. And then eloped in New York City so all their family could meet in the middle. That one was really beautiful. So, I mean, the amazing thing about elopements and what I think people don't realize is they're not all next week. Mm-hmm. The average elopement that we book is actually 3 to 9 months out. And sometimes in 2019, 2020, super far out. And so because of that, I really get the opportunity to create these remote relationships with these beautiful brides. And I feel a very personal attachment, much like a wedding planner would, you know, I do create relationships. They're not all fleeting or ethereal.
Yeah, quickly. And that is one of the misconceptions about elopement in general is that it doesn't take any planning because it does, especially if you want something special and meaningful and you want some professional guidance along the way, which for these prices is doable, I would say, for most people. So something to consider. We'll link to the website, obviously, and then I'll pull the video from the blog and we can share that because that's a great example. And then people can see everything on social media, Instagram mostly. That's Simply Eloped, right?
Yeah, it's just at Simply Eloped. Yeah, it's really easy to find.
It's so interesting.
Which part?
I don't know. Just it's like, you know, I'm really fascinated by tiny houses.
She is.
And
it's weird.
I am. And I see this as a tiny wedding.
Totally. Yeah, you need what's important.
All compact and cute.
And you can still be, you know, like, design savvy and beautiful without.
Yes.
Like, it is like a distilled version. Like, the best parts can be what you choose to spend your money on if your expectations are realistic about what this half an hour, an hour of your life is going to be like. So putting in a little bit of effort and planning and investment into that, I think it seems like it would just make a world of difference and take it from like stomping through the park with your friend who got their, you know, license online and was like, this looks like a good spot. And, you know, you have a cell phone, take some pictures and call it a day for not that much, you know, more money. It can be a more elevated experience. So
Thing. I think everyone should feel special on their ceremony day, you know? And I think that the crazy thing is I think our top competitor is like city hall weddings, and that's just so impersonal. Like, you really do show up, this person that doesn't know anything about you, like works you through the mill. Yeah, I mean, it's so basic in the worst way possible. And I think that people deserve to feel special and deserve to feel like this is a big deal, because it is. Like, you're marrying the love of your life, you know? And so I think that that's one thing that Simply Eloped, like, really works hard for. Like, we want people to feel special.
Yeah. Allow it to be a big deal, even if you want it to be private and intimate and small. It could still be a big deal. It is still a big deal.
Totally. So, and feel beautiful and have this big flower arrangement and get your hair and makeup done and, you know, like, look fabulous.
So people can hire Simply Eloped for the help that they need and then add on their own stuff separate from that and handle it.
Totally.
Well, very good.
Love it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for opening our eyes to elopement.
Yeah. I'm actually going to be in New York City. My husband and I want to go for our 10th wedding anniversary in September. And this is like making my...
Do I hear Val renewing?
Yes, because he's the least sentimental person in the world. It's really an opposites attract thing for us. But I look through our wedding album, or I'll look through our ceremony script that I, of course, still have somewhere. I say that. I know exactly where it is. But
it's
laminated.
Yeah, he doesn't special box that she carved.
Join me in that. But I think if I were to like propose this idea to him, like something like a renewal, where really it doesn't cost that much. We're gonna have somebody to walk us through it. It's not gonna be anything that stresses me out, because that would be his first thing. I don't want to do anything that, you know, you're going to get all like wrapped up into. Okay, great. Done.
Because I didn't go to the first one. I get to go to this one.
It's Labor Day weekend, you know, our anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
It's Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
That's another thing I actually think has a stigma is vow renewals. I have a crazy feeling that vow renewals are going to become more in vogue, because like, previously it was like, oh, like he's in the doghouse. Mm-hmm. He better renew his vows.
Yeah.
Evolving to be like, oh no, I love you. We've been together for a really long time.
I still love you.
Renew our vows.
Like I would do it again.
Yeah. I would do it now, exactly. Which holds even more weight. Yeah. I would do it if I met you now. That's it. That's huge. It's why I've mentioned before why I love doing gay weddings so much, because so often they've been together for a long time. Before they get married, like a lifetime, a marriage.
I have a vow renewal that just like ate my heart alive. So she is like a TV personality, and they've been married for like 20 years, but she went through like really severe breast cancer, and he was with her like every step of the way. She's been very public about it. She's kind of like a persona. And she did a surprise vow renewal in New York City. Oh my gosh, it was so fun. So they just like showed up at Brooklyn Bridge Park, and she's like, surprise, we're renewing our vows. And it was so fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Was he happy? Was he like, yes?
He loves her. Yeah. He loves her so much. So he's like, of course I'd renew with you. Yeah. It was really sweet.
Because it's all that's right there. Sweet. So you just got to like jump into it. Oh, I love that. That's what I'm going
to
do.
And I think it was her opportunity to like say thank you, you know? And they did like the portraits and.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Did they have people? Did they have guests?
Nope, just the two of them.
Oh, that's so cool.
I know, it was really sweet.
All right, Christy's glossing over.
I'm ready.
I see the wheels.
I'm going to do, I'm gonna do
the
all
hamsters of this. are running around on those little thingies. I can't think. I'm tired.
Christy, we would be honored to be a part of your vow renewal.
All right,
so let's
I'm gonna
do it,
hit
girl.
You up. We're
oh my god, we'll podcast it.
It's all in the works.
Oh, I'm just this is okay. It's all happening right now.
You guys, if you know me, IRL, don't tell my husband. Okay, it's a surprise.
Shh, quiet. Don't tell him. Don't.
All right. Very good. Well, real quick, Janessa, run through your links and social media again, and then I'll include them all in the
it's
show
all
notes.
So easy. SimplyElope.com, at SimplyElope.com, on Facebook, we're Simply Elope, so it's all really easy.
Okay, good. We love that. It's hard when there's like an extra, you know, underscore.
Instagram at SimplyElope.
Yes, Instagram mm-hmm, at totally. Simply Eloped. And we'll link to all of that. Y'all check them out and let us know if you have any questions. We will forward them to Janessa if it is a Simply Eloped specific question. And
an elopement question.
Let us know how you feel about this episode. I can't wait to get some emails, people being like, I scrapped everything. I'm not doing the big wedding
oh,
anymore.
Oh, gosh. I hope.
Great. I'm going to have clients calling me be like, sorry, we're canceling.
Blame the podcast.
We're gonna
elope. Heard about this service. It was everything that they needed. Okay.
I apologize in advance.
That's what you get for opening people's eyes.
Thank you, Janessa.
Thanks, ladies.
Yes, thank you very much. And thank you all for listening. You can find us on Twitter. I know there's 200 of you that already have. TBWP podcast. Instagram is at the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. Facebook at the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. You can get us on iTunes, Stitcher, Alexa. Just ask for the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. And you can support us if you want to. We would love it if you did on patreon.com/the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. Also, if you want to consult with us.
And you can call us.
Yeah, call us. Call us.
Call us. 415-723-1625. Leave us a voicemail. Tell us what you think of the show or ask us a question for our You Ask, We Answer episode last Wednesday of every month.
There we go. Thank you and goodbye.